Welcome to Sid's Sports Session. And today, we'll be discussing the current NBA standings and the current updates in the NFL. There's a lot of people moving and a lot of things happening. We're getting ready for the second half of the NBA season. And we're also entering the free agent period in the NFL. It's an exciting time, a brand new year. We're heading into March. March Madness is upon us. Coming out of the All-Star break, which was a very great weekend in Chicago, where Team LeBron won the game, the rules were a little different this year. Some people liked it, some people didn't. NBA All-Star Saturday was very exciting. The NBA 2020 three-point contest at All-Star Weekend was won by Buddy Hield from the Sacramento Kings. And the slam dunk champion is Derrick Jones Jr. from Miami. Miami had a really great weekend at All-Star Chicago. But overall, a really exciting weekend. The dunk contest was one to definitely remember. A lot of people thought Aaron Gordon actually should have won. But overall, it was a really, really competitive weekend. And Kawhi Leonard took home the first Kobe MVP award of the All-Star game. He pretty much dominated for Team LeBron, and Giannis dominated for his team, and he would have been the MVP if his team would have won. But they lost a two-point game, 157 to 155, in this All-Star game 2020, live from Chicago. Now for the current NBA standings. In the East, Milwaukee is still number one. Toronto's at number two again. Boston's at three. Miami has slipped down to four. Philadelphia is at five. Indiana is at six. Brooklyn's at seven. And Orlando's back up at eight. And then the West, the Lakers are at one. Denver's at two. The Clippers are at three. Utah's at four. Houston's at five. OKC's at six. Dallas is at seven. And the Grizzlies are at eight. Portland has slipped down to nine. And we're heading into the long stretch of the NBA season where teams should be shaping up for the playoff push. There's a few sleeper teams in both conferences. But overall, I think the Lakers and Milwaukee are pretty much looking like they're going to be the two favorites in both conferences. The Clippers, of course, have a really strong shot in making it to the top of the West. And then you can't sleep on Toronto and Boston in the East. Kyrie Irving is set to have season-ending shoulder surgery, so he will not be playing the remainder of the season. He's also missed 26 games this season. So it's looking like the Brooklyn Nets are preparing for next year when Kyrie and Kevin Durant will be back healthy. And with the Blazers, Damian Lillard is expecting to miss a few games due to his groin injury. Timberwolves Layman has a back injury at practice, so he sat out. Karl Anthony Towns also sat out. And also, John Beilein has stepped down as the Cleveland Cavaliers coach. There had been some animosity off and on throughout the season for the Cavs with some of the players on the roster and this coach. So I'm not actually shocked by this move. But the Cavs are still a pretty decent team, and I think this won't hurt them too bad as long as the assistant coach can step up and guide these guys and keep them motivated along the way. And the East, their conference, they're pretty much out of it right now. But I could see them being a contender maybe next year if they add maybe a piece or two. But enough for the Cavs. There's a lot of coaches all together in the NBA that are re-signing deals or getting hired or fired. And it's also going on in NFL. You're seeing a lot of different coordinators get new jobs. A lot of people are getting fired and hired. And let's get into the NFL news. The new NFL CBA is upon us, and it's expected that more playoff teams may be added to the normal format that we have now with 12 teams. I actually love this idea. They will only give one team in each conference the bye week, which would, be still pretty interesting. It's like the top seed and only the top seeds getting the bye week, and that adds another team to make it three interesting games going into the playoffs from each conference. And there are also a lot of other things on the table for the CBA proposal. Thinking about cutting the preseason down to three games, which I'm pretty sure everybody wished the preseason was just one or two games, but three games is a start, and I think a lot of people could be excited for that. But they're also considering a 17-game regular season, which I'm sure there's a lot of players that don't like that idea. But for the fans, that's awesome. It's really awesome. But I'm excited to see if all of this passes through in the next few days or so. But I can see this shaking up a few things in the NFL and making it more interesting. Thank you guys for tuning in to another episode of Sid's Sports Session. Sponsored by Anchor, and you can hear us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, any podcast app or website you can think of. This show is really exciting for me, and I enjoy bringing the current NFL and NBA news to you guys on a regular basis, and I look forward to the next episode. Hit subscribe and stay tuned.